Hello and welcome to the very first Campfire Curriculums podcast-ish recording thing where we help you get to know us or me a little bit better. This is Jennifer, wife of the Campfire Dad, who created the Campfire Curriculums units. Together we have six children whom we homeschool, and we have very unique backgrounds. My husband comes from a background of being entirely public schooled. I come from a mixed background of being homeschooled and public schooled, so we bring to you that unique perspective. We are two imperfect people doing this life together, and we would love to share a little bit more with you, help you get to know us a little bit better. So grab a cup of coffee or tea or whatever it is, maybe a snack, and just sit down and let's have some fun. It was about a month ago. I was feeling so passionate about all things homeschooling, and I go up to my husband and I'm like, hey babe, we should totally do a podcast. And he just looks at me like with wide eyes and he's like, hey babe, I haven't even done another YouTube video and it's been like a year. So needless to say, we are exhausted. Our life is crazy and wild. And you know, did I mention we have six kids and we're homeschooling and we're doing curriculum and my husband is still working outside of the house. So we are doing our very best, and I really wanted to do this podcast. There just hasn't been time for it. And so funny story is that right now I'm finally deciding to do it because we were up all night very sick with a stomach bug. And my body is still recovering. So since I am in bed with nothing else that I can do except for write curriculum, I decided I finally had an excuse to pause and do this little recording. So I'm exhausted and sleep deprived and sick, and the kids are awake in the other room. So you're going to have some background noise. This is not going to be perfect. I might be a little bit too rambly. In fact, I'm pretty sure I tried doing the intro of this recording about 10 times before I finally gave up and just said it's good enough. But what I think I want to do is I just want to talk to you guys about our concept and our view and our vision. And I really feel like this might help somebody out there because it really applies to our lives. And I feel like it might be applicable for somebody else out there. So I want to talk about what education means. Most of you listening are going to be homeschooling your children. So that definition of what education is, it matters. You matter. Think of it. You have a direct impact on your child's success in life. You have the unique ability to speak into them and help mold them into whoever it is that God created them to be. God has blessed you with a possibility that not all parents are blessed with. When was the last time you thought of this as a blessing, a true blessing, equal to that of a miracle or you know, being handed $1 million? Because I'll tell you, being able to homeschool, the blessing of that is greater. It is so much greater. I remember when I was younger, my greatest fear would be that I wouldn't have an opportunity to homeschool my children. And it was a fear. It overwhelmed me so much that I would pray constantly, God, please let me be able to homeschool my children. And mind you, this is before I had kids. I would be like in tears begging, God, please let me be able to homeschool my children. And I wasn't even married. I didn't even have children yet. But it was so on my heart. And, you know, let me give you a little bit of background on my husband and me as well to show you how crazy this is. So growing up, and my husband and I come from very intense backgrounds. Growing up, everything was absolutely required to be the highest standard. If you do not get the best grades, if you do not go to the best university, if you're not valedictorian, if you are not top of the top of everything, then you are nothing. Ooh, that last word sounded a little bit edgy, a little bit scary. I was like, nothing. I did not mean to put quite such an edge on it. Sorry about that. Anyway, I lived that for years, for decades. I upheld that. I embraced it. My success in life was directly linked with my identity in many ways. And so you have this child at the time who's growing up with this being crammed in to my mind and to my heart. And yet, in all of my heart, all I really wanted to do was be a mom and a wife. Anytime anyone asked me what I wanted to be when I grew up, my answer was always a mom and a wife. That was my greatest desire. And of course, that was met with other demanding criteria, which I won't get into right now. But the point is this, in spite of it all, God answered my prayer. He answered those prayers that I had for years, and I am blessed, truly blessed, to be able to homeschool my children. So in spite of what the world thinks, in spite of what any family or friend might think, I know that I hold the greatest gift in my hands. Granted, some days it doesn't feel like it. Some days I want to pull my hair out, but some families just don't have the means. Some don't have the ability or the time. Some need extra help with their children. So to the parent listening right now who might feel overwhelmed with their kids or their house today, just stop and recognize for a moment, you are truly blessed. You get to watch your child blossom from a little tiny seed into this amazing plant. You get to watch as God moves them from milk to a more substantial meat. You get to watch as they transition from excitement about, you know, rainbows and chalk or butterflies to excitement about going off to start their own families or heading toward creating a new scientific advancement. We as parents get to play a direct part in guiding our children into the future version of themselves. You are their parent, and there is nobody else that can do what you do. So now that you either feel really blessed or perhaps like I just weighed you down with a huge responsibility on your shoulders, let's talk about education and how easy it can actually be to embrace this blessing that you've been given by God. Since God blessed you with the opportunity for leading your children and being able to educate them in your home, what did he design education to look like? That's what I want to address today. So first, according to the Bible, God is not really interested in reforming education. And that might sound foreign to you because you might hear a lot of people in the school systems or curriculum or education say things like, you know, God wants to renew education, or God wants to reform your education or reform your math or your homeschool or what your, you know, homeschooling day looks like. And honestly, that's just not in the Bible. So we can't be so audacious to speak on God's behalf. What is in the Bible is this: the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction. That's Proverbs 1:7. Or you've got, train up a child in the way he should go. Proverbs 22. Deuteronomy 11:19 says, you shall teach them to your children, talking of them when you are sitting in your house. In case you're wondering what that's referring to, the verse right before that in the verse, it says, you shall therefore lay up these words of mine in your heart and in your soul, and you shall bind them as a sign on your hand. And then it goes on, you shall teach them to your children, talking of them when you are sitting in your house, and when you are walking by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise. Over and over and over again, you see the Bible calling God's children and your children to wisdom. Proverbs 1:5 says, let the wise hear and increase in learning, and the one who understands obtain guidance. And Proverbs 9:10 says that the beginning of wisdom is not a reformation in your homeschool. It is the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And each and every one of these verses, God is not saying, let me recreate your homeschool so your language arts looks better. He's not even saying, let me, you know, redo your science program so that you can have an easier day as a parent or that your child will be more successful in life. He is saying over and over and over again, train your children to incline their ear to wisdom, their heart to understanding, that they might follow after the Lord. That is your primary call in your homeschool. So you didn't get to language arts like you wanted? That's okay. You only completed maybe 2 pages instead of all 3 of math? That's okay too. If you had a hard time getting the kids to focus, again, okay. As long as you covered what was most important. And now, I know what you're probably thinking. How did this lady go from her background to saying all these things? And I'll tell you, the answer is Jesus. When he becomes what matters most in your life, you will understand that his concept of reforming education is not to make your homeschooling life perfect. It's not to restore your curriculum choices. It's to give you an opportunity to lead your children to him each and every day. Now, you don't have to worry. I'm not suggesting that you don't teach your children how to read, write, or go after their dreams in life either. In fact, I am quite passionate about the way God has created us to learn, and I'm going to get to that. And you'll see a little bit more of my background come out in that, but it's all through the filter and through the lens of Jesus and through his word. So as long as you're putting God first, then you have the one and only box checked that needs to be checked according to him. Think about that. None of us, not even your children, is promised a tomorrow. But because of the gift of Jesus Christ, we are promised an eternity. We don't ever really die. We move from here to there. And when we stand before the throne, we will not be asked, how good were you at math? Or how well did you teach your child science? We will be asked if we followed Christ with all of our being and if we taught our children to do the same. That is what matters. That is the box that needs checking. Everything comes after that. Now, let's take a step back because I do think things come after that. And I do believe that God created us to live on this earth. He tells us in his word that he expects us to be good stewards and good workers with all that he has given us. He absolutely created us in his image. And even Jesus learned as a child. He learned after Joseph's trade and became a carpenter even. So if you think about that, think about how Jesus, God's only son, learned. Pause and think about it for a moment. Do you think he sat in a classroom? Do you think he learned at home? Do you think he learned by watching the trade of Joseph or watching after Mary? Take a trip even back further than that. Go back to the Garden of Eden and look at Adam and Eve. Ask those same questions. God designed us to learn by experiencing the world around us. From the very beginning of time, this is how our Creator, who knows us best and actually designed us, that's how he created us to learn. And one of the biggest things that really strike up a passion within me is when I see that in America, especially in the public school system, we sit our children at a desk and hand them a worksheet as the foundational educational tool. And in my opinion, that is such a tragedy. That is such a tragedy. He created in us awe and wonder and a desire to experience the world that he gave us and to learn the way that he created us to learn. And instead, we see children sitting at a desk, filling out a paper, not passionate about their learning. Now, don't get me wrong. We have a couple kids who love worksheets, okay? So there's nothing wrong with that. The problem begins, though, when we start to use worksheets as the basis of our teaching. So think back to a really great teacher you had in public school or private school growing up or however you did it. Think back to when you learned the most, and you can actually say, man, that teacher was the greatest teacher ever.
You know, there's always that favorite teacher in school that everybody hopes to get. You know, we did a post about this before. Not the one that sounds like a Clear Eyes commercial as he reads 20 facts out of a science book and then passes out worksheets. You know, the other one on the other side of the hallway who, after telling a fun story, which is like a lesson in disguise, has the kids jump up on their chairs, reach their hands together, and form a chain as he uses that to explain something about how an atom works in chemistry. I mean, those kids, they're not only having fun and loving to learn, but they're going to retain the lesson for a long time. There's a good chance there weren't too many worksheets utilized in the classroom, at least not as the foundation of the teaching or the proof of the learning. The teacher was likely captivating, required that you raised your hand, interacted, told stories to make the lessons connect, asked for verbal answers, made you laugh, connected the topics to real life, maybe even required you to explain yourself and your thought process in a logical way to come to your own conclusion, probably had projects to emphasize the learning, demonstrated things with visual lessons, and maybe even required that you wrote your answers in games or competitions on the whiteboard or a piece of paper. I mean, you're probably imagining that teacher now. And if you're not, then you're probably wishing you had one like that. Now imagine if someone walked up to you and said, oh yeah, that teacher of yours, yeah, he doesn't teach. No, he's not a teacher. There were no worksheets that he used, or hardly any worksheets that he used, so therefore you were not really learning. The teacher next door to him, though, now she hands out worksheets all the time. So that lady is teaching, and you really learn stuff in her classroom because she uses worksheets all the time. Now, wouldn't you stop in your tracks a little dumbfounded? Whether or not you love or use worksheets is not the point. Like I said, we have a couple kids who do. They can always have their purpose. But the point is, what a tragedy it would be to actually discredit the first amazing teacher who taught to all learning styles and captivated the students, causing them to retain the information for years to come in an applicable way, and to discredit him just because he didn't use worksheets. It's so backwards, and it's so sad. It's such a disservice to education. We get the misunderstanding quite often, even by people who aren't yet customers of Campfire, who will automatically say, oh, no worksheets? Oh, so it's just a read aloud and the students aren't required to do any work? And it's so sad. We think how tragic it is that America and Americans have come to the point of no worksheets equaling no learning or no work.
Our guidebooks tell you when to pause, when to touch this or move that, what to have the family do together, and how to use something like a chair or a cup of water and 30 seconds to teach a lesson that will last a lifetime.
It's a common misconception, and one I believe that we have to fight against. We're not fighting against worksheets. We're fighting against a public school mindset of using worksheets as the foundation of teaching, which is so contrary to the way God designed us. We are fighting against, or my passion rather, is fighting against the incorrect mindset of no worksheets equaling no work or no learning. Now, my children love coloring too, but while I might allow them to color a page on the topic we're learning about, I'm not going to use that to checkmark the box of education for the day. And I kind of approach worksheets in the same way. Worksheets are a relatively modern invention to help teachers when their classrooms became too full and they needed to keep all of the students occupied at once. They became more common when teachers had multiple students to either pass or fail, and they needed a quick reference to kind of gauge the progress. They were created for some fun as well, but they were never created for bettering the students' learning. They can be one of many tools, but they're not and never have been the tool shed. Our Creator gifted us each, you and me and your children, so uniquely with individual learning styles. There's tactile, visual, kinesthetic, auditory. I mean, there's just so many different ways of learning. That's okay. And that's important. That is something you have to recognize. See, worksheets will only ever address the writing style of learning, those who learn through writing. And quite honestly, it doesn't even address that learning style very well because it doesn't encourage creative writing. It doesn't encourage true thought process. It doesn't encourage the student to write down the process that their mind is going through to come to the conclusion. It just requires that they fill in a blank, and that does not lead to retention. It does not lead to growth. It doesn't lead anywhere good. Now, it can lead to some fun, and it can lead to help to give the parent kind of a reprieve. And that's great. Use those tools that you have available to you. But I do encourage you to not embrace a public school ideology just because these ideologies have worked their way into the homeschooling community. So often homeschool curriculum was created with worksheets as the foundation because curriculum companies don't often know how to do it otherwise. Parents didn't even know how else it could be done, and curriculum catered to that. So parents felt ill-equipped, so fill-in-the-blank worksheets seemed to be the only answer in a world where homeschooling at the time, you know, a couple decades ago, was kind of hush-hush. There weren't a lot of choices out there. And unfortunately, the trend has continued, and homeschooling has begun to look more and more like public schooling at home. But I want to encourage you, you are not ill-equipped. You are God-equipped, and you have what matters most, which is ultimately His Word. Beyond that, in regards to speaking of things like campfire curriculum specifically, you have everything you need without needing worksheets. Using them when you want to, but not needing them. We take that responsibility of teaching off of you, and we actually allow you to continue learning alongside your child. We're so passionate about that because that is the way that God did it. He created us to continue learning until the day that we die. So when your children look up at you and see you learning with them, you are setting the example. They're able to follow in your footsteps and watch you absorb the information and become excited about learning right next to them. So our guidebooks, they're set up to tell you, parents and children, when to speak your answer, when to write it down in a notebook, when to share, when to have a competition to see who can remember what, when to explore, when to view things visually, when to express yourself in a conversation, when to write down a paragraph. It is real learning, experiential learning in all learning styles. And that's the way I believe God created us to learn. Trust your Creator and the way that He created you. He knows how you learn best. Use that. So anyway, if you happen to see this question comes up, you can feel free to help us spread the word that no worksheets, what it really means in the context of our curriculum, means a full learning experience. So also help us to spread the word that regardless of how well you're doing in your homeschooling day, you know, whether you drop the ball on math or language arts or science or whatever it is, or cleaning, if you're pointing to Jesus, you're winning. You are absolutely winning. He is what matters most of all, more than your curriculum choices, more than how it went during the day, more than your home, more than your family. It is all about Him. So I hope this has been a blessing to you in some way. I hope that it has helped explain our concepts behind experiential teaching and learning and implementing all learning styles. And I just hope that it's given you encouragement to make homeschooling and your family your own. Make it what God has blessed you with. So on that note, I will say be blessed. I hope you guys have a wonderful week. And maybe we'll be coming out with some more of these soon.